The government is fully aware that while the former councilman was sick in the United States, the son was nowhere around. The father was in the care of another person altogether and not the son. So upon hearing that the former councilman has died, what the government thought was proper to do was to work along with those who were taking care of the former councilman. So whatever assistance the government is giving towards the burial of Kpomakpo is being done through those who were in charge of him while he was ill and alive. Because our interest is ensuring that the former councilman is properly buried.
Is the Liberian government willing or giving the late Kpomakpo a formal burial in that capacity, or what are you doing?
Yes, the government is doing just that. In fact, we've been informed earlier that the family was interested in having the former state councilman buried in the United States. And the government is not in the business of moving against the wishes of families when people are dead. So what the government decided to do was that, well, if the family decides to bury the former councilman, the government will ensure full representation. A delegation was constituted, headed by an individual who served on the Council of State at the time with Mr. Kpomakpo in person of Philip Isabeng. But if the family was to have a second thought, for instance, and decides that the former state councilman will be taken back home for burial, of course, all of the kinds of courtesies and formalities associated with the burial of someone of such status may accompany his burial ceremony.
I asked the question because what I read is that in his final days, he lived in dehumanizing conditions. So I was wondering, did the Liberian government do anything to take care of him when he was sick?
You see, James, the Liberian government shows concern to all of its past leaders. Even former President Moses Blah is here. I may not be able to give you the exact indication as to what was being done. We have a country that runs in keeping with a budget which becomes law every year. So when the government does expenditure, it's got to be consistent with what is reflected in our national budget. We've had some problem because too many different conflicting things are on the books. From the past state council kind of government to the last day of the Taylor government, the coming into being of the Moses Blah government, there are scanty documents all over the place that says what needs to be done for former president and all of that. But the way the circumstances under which these agreements or pieces of legislation were agreed upon, they raise out a question. What is happening right now is that the budget committee is trying to collect all of these different kinds of instruments, do a clear-cut harmonization of those kinds of information, and then we come up with clear-cut policy on what is required to be done for not just former president or councilman, but for former senior government officials as well.
Mr. Pia, you mentioned the former president Moses Blah. We understand he's suffering currently from heart disease. Based on what I've read, he wants to come abroad to seek advanced medical treatment, but because of his lack of the finances, he has to settle for local doctors for checkups. Does the Liberian government have a pension policy for former presidents?
As far as the information on the book is concerned, no, we don't really have a standardized pension scheme. Mr. Blah received a little amount which has been budgeted in the tomb of some a little over $2,000 every month, and that is being given to him. So as the budget committee works with the civil service agency, and there's an agreed upon figure for past leaders, not just Moses Blah, that will be legislated and applied to all of them, then of course when you're taking those kinds of action, it is being done consistent with law.